Letters to Daniel, Volume 8, Letter 659, Destroying the House of Witchcraft, Part 3, Dream, The Triumph of Sierra 10, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2018, in the second month, on the fourth day of the second month.
Dear Jesus, Tuesday, the 9th of January 2018, 12 a.m., just before I woke up yesterday at about 5:30 p.m., I had a dream. I dreamed that I was with some people talking about my truck, which is a 1999 Victory Red Chevrolet S10 pickup truck. The discussion was vague, but it seemed that they wanted to argue with me about the merits of the truck. End of dream. I woke up feeling not too badly, but I knew that I had been wrestling with some evil spirits in the dream. And as usual, the Lord Holy Spirit began to explain what the dream meant, and what had just happened. The people in the dream were spirits of witchcraft who had earlier been assigned to put curses on my S10 any way they could. And they had been successful in several areas over the years. But the one problem where I have evidence, occurred almost 3 years ago. A while back the truck needed a new fuel pump. I took it to a local auto repair shop that I had done business with in the past. This shop is located in an area which had a strong assignment of witchcraft in it. While it was being repaired, two of the younger mechanics were talking out loud in my presence about the truck. One of them commented that if I drove the truck with the check engine light on, and a defective O2 sensor, it could affect the gas mileage. After that, the fuel efficiency dropped from about 21 to 22 mpg to an average of 17 mpg. And the mileage remained at 17 mpg, until I stopped driving the truck altogether last October, due to other more serious mechanical failures too expensive to repair. As soon as this occurred, I discovered that our Father in Heaven had already made provision for a replacement vehicle, which arrived to our driveway in October of last year, and which will be documented in a future letter. But the S10, Sierra 10, was a faithful workhorse, and even now still runs. I will be sending it to the auto salvagers as soon as I can find the title, which I saw in my office last year, but now is nowhere to be found. It was with the S10 that I took my first road trip with my family of spirit people after I knew who they were. That was in the late summer of 2000. We went to the land of my father's, Astoria, Oregon. We took the S10 on the second trip to Astoria, in September of 2014, when I laid the ashes of my father to rest, and met Jane and Joan Narsel, two angels from heaven who then became part of my angel family. It was in that truck that I experienced a unique miracle, directly performed by Angel Gabe. This was in October of 1999. Gabe started to play around with the environmental controls so that the airflow started to move from defrost, to dashboard, to floor, all on their own. He also caused a temporary malfunction that required me to have it towed to a shop, but also gave me a day off from work. That was nice. Of course, he did all this under the direction of the Lord Holy Spirit. This was just before Jesus introduced me to Gabe, so I wasn't sure what was happening at the time. It seemed like a malfunction, but it felt like a message. It was in this truck that I picked up many a hitchhiker, who I later discovered were angels sent by the Lord in stranger mode. And it was in this truck that I began to experience the ecstatic presence of the Lord Jesus himself. And it was by a sacrifice made by this truck through which I received enough money to buy a new computer. This came about one winter when, due to an ice storm, a branch from a nearby tree broke off and came crashing down on the cabin bed. The cost of repairs was just a little above the threshold that the insurance company would pay. So they sent me a check for the salvage value, and it was retitled as a totally wrecked vehicle. Even though the cabin sidewall was dented, and the windshield cracked, it still ran good, so I kept driving it. And it was by this truck that the Lord sent me the message that he had chosen me to become part of his Kingdom Special Forces operations. This came about one day, when I was at home in the family room. Suddenly, Em spoke up and said that I should watch the commercial that was playing just then on the TV. It was for the Chevy S10 pickup, and a man was testifying about his own personal experience with the vehicle. The ad caption on the TV screen gave the name of the man and that he was a Navy SEAL. The Lord highlighted that commercial then and I have always remembered it. We have been given the designation, Kingdom SEAL Team 9, Spook Army. The seal is actually the seal of the Lord Holy Spirit, and the number 9 speaks of the 9 gifts of the Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians 12, 8-10. The 9 also coincides with a calendar date, October 9, 2013, the day Satan was sent to the Sahara Desert to be detained until the rapture. Here is the list of the 9 gifts: 1. Word of Wisdom. 2. Word of Knowledge. 3. Faith. 4. Gifts of Healings. 5. Miracles. 6. Prophecy. 7. Distinguishing between spirits. 8. Tongues. 9. Interpretation of tongues. There are a lot more stories I could tell, but the reader can get a general idea from what I have written, that it was the Lord's purpose for me to have, and drive, the Chevy S10 for the many years which I did. Now, it is time to say goodbye to Sierra 10, and proceed to investigate all of the new messages I will be receiving from the replacement vehicle, which was miraculously provided to M and me at just the right time. Rest in peace, Sierra 10, rest in peace. Thank you, Jesus and Father, for this demonstration of your love, which I can testify to. Amen. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.